Good afternoon. Thank you for tuning in to Black Ladies Talk. This is your girl, L'Oreal. And today is Friday. Happy Friday. I hope your day started out amazing. And, of course, I hope it ended out just as amazing. With a bang, maybe with a glass of wine, some jazz, whatever it is that you're into, some music, R&B, hip-hop, whatever. I just hope that overall you're having a good fucking day. Anyway, I just need to come on here and talk about my question for today that was on my Instagram page for Black Ladies Talk, as well as my Facebook page. Is it so wrong to have me time while you have a significant other? Are we still entitled to our me time? Or is that completely off the table because now we have somebody else that we're sharing our life with? Personally, I feel with me, I need my me time. Don't get me wrong, I love being with my significant other, but at the same time, for my sanity, I still need time to myself. I cannot completely drown myself with someone else. And it doesn't mean I love you less. It doesn't mean I don't love you. It just means that for me, I need balance in my life. That's what I call balance. You need to balance things. And I feel that me time is needed for everyone to do things that you want to do, whatever it is that you find joy in doing by yourself. And maybe sometimes don't mind bringing a significant other along with you, but it's times that you just want to do it by yourself, and I'm okay with that. And I feel like it's just to keep balance in your life and not to be so consumed with another person. I don't feel it's healthy, because you're constantly with this person. Sooner or later, you start to nag each other, you know? Like, little stuff will bother you, and now you're starting little arguments here and there, and it's because you're not giving each other space or time to miss each other. There's no missing each other when you're completely giving all your time to your significant other. There's no missing each other. There's nothing to miss, because I'm always with your ass at the end of the day. Is nothing to miss. I just feel like a little bit of time apart is okay. It's healthy. Then you have some people that want to be up under each other all day, every day. Okay, that works for you. They're all good. Personally, I don't feel it's healthy, but if it works for you, it works for you. This is why I say you need to find somebody that you're compatible with, because you want to have these arguments where, hey, I need my time, and then the other person don't feel that way. They want to spend all their time with you. Then that's an argument on top of what you want to do. And then that's a problem. So I feel like this is why you need to find people that you're really compatible with, and that you match with, and that you both see things eye to eye, or maybe five important things that you need in a relationship, or however many things that's important to you in a relationship. You need to put that on the table with each other, and you need to discuss it. And if you don't see eye to eye on certain things, come to a middle ground and make an agreement. If that can't be done, then maybe y'all two motherfuckers don't need to be together. Okay? Sorry to be so raw and raunchy, but this is how I feel. I've even witnessed other people being with people, and they smother one person, and then they need to break away. Then it's just like, I just need to get away from you because you're smothering me. And I've witnessed this from other relationships. And it's not good. I just feel like you need to come to a middle ground. If you really care about this person, you will come to a middle ground and know and respect that this person needs this to be sane. This person needs this to function. And if you've known this when you met this person, then there's really no, you shouldn't have an issue when this person tells you, hey, I just need a little space. It doesn't mean I love you any less. I just need my time to myself. So make sure when you come into a relationship that you write down the most important things that you need in a relationship. I don't care if it's 10 things. I don't care if it's 20. Set a list. Because if you don't, you're going to have an explosion when you do bring up something. And then there's going to be an issue. And then there's a fight. And then there's a possible breakup. And we don't want that. We want to work out things the best way we can. We don't want any breakups. We want to stay together. We want to work it out. Come to a common ground. Understand your partner. Respect your partner's needs, and vice versa. Simple. If you don't want to break up with the person, then you need to find a middle ground. that's what's needed when you're with somebody that's opposite or feel different about certain things that you need. Then you need to come to an agreement. Because obviously you love this person, you don't see your life without this person. So now it needs to be an understanding between you two of what each person need out of a relationship. Simple. It's not that hard. It's not rocket science here. Okay? You can figure the shit out. And if you can't figure the shit out, then maybe you just need to part ways. Okay? You can love somebody, but it doesn't mean you're supposed to be with them. You can be in love with somebody, but it doesn't mean you're supposed to be with them. Okay? Because everybody wants to be in a relationship that they want to be in. I don't think you want to just be in something just because you have these feelings for a person. You want to, at the end of the day, you want to be in a relationship that you want to be in. Simple. And if that's not the relationship and it's not working for you, then maybe you just need to step away. Love each other from a distance. Be friends. Be cool. Because y'all just don't work being together in a relationship. Because y'all not finding a common ground. And neither one of you are understanding each other. Or respecting what each partner needs from out of the relationship. Simple. I just had to come on here and talk about it because I feel so strong about this. And I feel that you're still an individual even though you have somebody else. I don't feel you should lose yourself. You're still an individual at the end of the day. And this person fell in love with you for who you are. So I don't feel you need to just lose yourself completely in your relationship or lose yourself completely in your marriage. You need to keep you because the person fell in love with you. So why do I need to change? Yeah, it's certain things that need to be changed. Certain things you can't do anymore. It's obvious. But to change you and who you are and what you do for you and your sanity, I don't feel like you should give up. I don't feel that should be put on the table for me to give up. Simple. So make sure you know who you're with. Make sure you know what this person's needs are and they know what your needs are as well. And really talk about it. We don't talk much when going into things. Sometimes it's a rush deal here. Sometimes you just caught up in your feelings and your emotions and you run off that and you don't sit down to think about things. And then going into the relationship, you start finding out shit about your partner that you're just like, nah, I ain't with that. I don't agree with it. I don't like it. And then it's like, well, this is what I was doing before I met you, you know, and you knew this. So what makes you think I'm going to change my me time for you? Like, this is something I need, you know? You need to discuss and let this person know what's important to you and what's needed. Simple. This is why I say there's a battle between the mind and the heart, because most of the time we run off with our emotions. Mostly women do that, but men do it too. The excitement of finding somebody that you really can be yourself with, be real with, and have fun with, and find a friend in this person as well as a romantic relationship, it's hard to come by. So especially when men find it, like, yo, she's my friend. Like, when you could find a girl that you could be friends with, for a guy, that's a plus. That you could just be completely like, yo, this is my right hand. Like, I could talk to her about any and everything. That's a plus. And for women, when they could find a man, when they could find also a friend and romantic relationship with, and they feel comfortable with being themselves, that's a plus. So we run with that as well. So in both parties, we end up doing this. But you have to bring your mind into play. If you don't, most of the time, you'll fuck yourself over. So I say this to you. It's healthy to spend time away from your partner. It's healthy. It's good to miss your partner. Shit, when you miss your partner, it's like, damn, I can't wait to get back home. You know, I can't wait to finish up what I'm doing to get back home. Just love on my other half. And be on it, because I ain't seen them all day, or I ain't seen this amount of time, and I just want to be there now. Like, I'm ready. I spent enough time away. I'm not telling you to spend 5 days away from your partner. I'm saying take a day, take a couple hours away from your partner so you can miss them. Simple. I say this. It's nothing wrong with spending a little time away. It's nothing wrong with getting your me time in while having a significant other. Don't lose yourself completely in your relationship because this person fell in love with you and they need to remind themselves, look, I fell in love with the person because of them, not because of what I want to change about them. Okay? Keep that in mind. But anyway, off that, I just want to come on here and really talk about that. I hope some eyes about me time, and that it doesn't mean this person loves you any less, and that it's healthy and it's needed for some people. You need to understand and respect this about your partner, just like they respect things about you. It's a two-way street. Find a common ground or step the fuck away from the relationship. Sometimes you will not be happy. And we're not going to be happy all day, every day, but we want to be happy in what we're in. We don't want to be miserable, you know, and be scared to say certain things that shouldn't be that way. So, with that being said, make sure you talk to your partner. Make sure you talk to this person. Make a list of what's important to you, what you need in your relationship, what you need from this person, and vice versa. This way, we won't have any confusion when you bring up stuff, and it won't be mixed signals here. And this person will understand. You'll understand each other, which will make everything easy for you. Thank you so much for tuning into Black Lady Talk. Remember, talking is important. Communication is important for anything that you get into. I don't care if it's a business venture. I don't care if it's a relationship. I don't care if it's a friendship. Talking is important, and you need to communicate at all times. And don't be afraid to say what you want and what you need. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoy your Friday. It's been real. I'm happy that I was able to talk and get that out. Hope I helped someone today. I hope people that's in relationships, and maybe you will have that talk. And hopefully you'll find a common ground. Tomorrow, I'll definitely try to do another episode. If not, I'll come back this evening just to make up for tomorrow that I won't do it, because it's the weekend and it's usually family time. And usually I just want to get other things done besides doing this. I try to stay busy on things that I love doing, as well as being a mom and a new mom all over again. So if I don't make it tomorrow, then I'll try to do another episode tonight. But I hope you enjoy the rest of your Friday. Remember, go have a glass of wine. Go have that, whatever you drink, that Jack, that Henny, whatever. Soothe your soul. Whatever the hell it may be, do it. If it's needed, do it. So, what I always tell you, if no one's told you as of yet, I'm going to tell you I love you, I like you, and that I like you. You are amazing. Always keep that in mind. Don't let anybody tell you different. You are the shit. Don't let nobody tell you different, because I don't. Well, thanks so much for tuning in. Remember to follow me on my Instagram page, which is Black Ladies Talk. I may be working on something else as well, but I'll fill you guys in a little later once I know for sure that it's going to go down. And I'm excited about the summer. I'm going to be doing a lot of things. And of course, I'm going to fill you guys in. Thank you for tuning in. It's been real. Peace.